Well, good morning.
早晨，
聖誕快樂。
Merry Christmas.
Every time I come to the Cantonese service, people always tell me that, hey, you look so sharp in a suit.
每次嚟講堂咧，人哋話：哇，你著西裝都幾型喎。
Yeah, and then they, well, I don't know about that, but and then they say, oh, your Chinese has gotten a little bit better, 進步咗喎。
你啲中文pretty good 喎。
So I keep on trying, okay? Thank you for your patience.
多謝你嘅忍耐。
I went to Yorkdale Mall the other day.
我去Yorkdale Mall 嗰邊咧。
Have you been to Yorkdale Mall? It's quite nice.
你有冇去過 Yorkdale Mall 啊？
It's, you know, really, a lot of lights, there's a lot of music now.
燈光閃閃同埋好優美嘅聖誕歌曲。
Now I know why you like to go to Yorkdale Mall.
我知你點解要去呢個商場。
It's not for a lot of other companies, but I know you like to go for Uniqlo, right?
我知道因為Uniqlo 嘅緣故你想去 shopping 啦。
Last night at the Cantonese service, a lady came up and shook my hand. I saw her jacket. I said, that's from Uniqlo. She said, you're very good. Yeah, Uniqlo.
昨天做完禮拜有一個姊妹我說這個 Uniqlo 買的她說是。
You know, Christmas is such a happy time for everybody.
聖誕節也是一個歡天喜地的日子。
You know, there's lights and festivities and family meals.
有很多家庭聚會和很多的節目。
But I saw on Instagram the other day, it was quite, made my heart a little bit sad.
但是當我看到這個 Instagram 的社交平台有一則的新聞就令我比較心酸。
It said this, it was an advertisement.
But it's
a very effective advertisement. It says 237 children spend Christmas at the hospital.
这个很有效的一个广告的感觉。他说今年的圣诞里面有237个小孩子是在这个病童医院里面是过圣诞。
Now I know and you know that makes your heart move.
当然一看的时间我觉得很心酸。
You know, we have a child dedication today.
刚才我们看到有这个婴孩奉献礼。
And we think of our own children.
即刻我哋谂起我哋自己细蚊仔。
And we say that's not right. That's not right that a child should spend Christmas at the hospital.
你觉得点解咧？其他嘅细蚊仔要喺呢个病童医院里边过圣诞，而我细蚊仔唔系咁咧
？See what makes being sick on Christmas so different than any other day?
点解话圣诞节呢啲细蚊仔喺病童医院里边过圣诞，同其他嘅细蚊仔有咩唔同咧
？You know, Christmas. I thought about it, and I thought Christmas is when the world is complete and whole.
聖誕節咧就係表現呢個成個世界嘅美好同埋喜樂。
It's when the world is the closest to being at that ideal of being whole and complete。
啊，呢一個世界人都係認為呢一種最完美嘅一種境界咧，就係聖誕節裏邊表現出嚟。
Now you say why is that？
啊，點解咁講咧
？What does the birth of Jesus have to do with this idea of being whole and complete？
为什么圣诞节这个耶稣的降生会代表了我们所渴望那种的日子呢
？Now the Gospel of Luke tells us, if you look at Luke chapter 2 verse 10, it says this.
特别我们今天的经文是路加福音第二章里面讲的。
I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people.
就好像天使所讲的第十节，他说，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息。
Now why? Because Luke tells us,A savior is born.
因为圣经话俾我听，佢话呢个救恩，呢个救主系降生。
Right, joy to all people and a savior is born. Those two are linked.
大家众人都喜悦，而且呢个救主亦都降生。
See, when the angels announced Jesus' birth, they were saying something that was extraordinary. They said a revolution is coming.
其实咧这个天使报告的内容咧，亦都系好革命性。其实这个是关乎万民。
And it's more than just personal salvation. It has the power to transform the entire planet.
唔系话这个救恩啦，系几个人或者系个人，这个系成个世界当中嘅好特别嘅事件。
A new king has come, and he brings a new kingdom with him.
原来一个新生王系要降生，系一个新嘅国度要开始。
We look at history, and we see that.Every period in history, there has been kings and rulers and emperors.
我知道耶稣降生之前，亦都好多唔同嘅王同埋王朝。
But they didn't change the world.
但系佢哋都唔能够改变呢个世界。
They're all part of the same old kingdom.
其实呢啲嘅王咧，都喺同一个嘅国度下边。
When Jesus came, he did change the world.
但系耶稣嚟咧，就系改变成个世界。
At every level.
每一个层面都系改变。
Jesus brought not just a new kingdom, he brought new values.
耶稣唔单止将呢个国度嚟到系展开，同埋当中有好多嘅价值。
The world has never been the same.
世界系不再一样。
Jesus brought a new pattern of living.
耶稣将我哋生活嘅方式系改变。
The world has never been the same.
呢个世界不再一样。
And Jesus brought a new set of outcomes.
耶稣基督亦都将呢一个嘅始终嘅结局话俾我哋听。
The world has never been the same.
这个世代不再一样。
This morning, I want to answer three questions, three simple questions for us this today.
今朝早呢，我要回答这三个的问题。
The first question is, what is the difference between that old kingdom and the new kingdom Jesus brings?
我第一个要问的就是说，这个旧的国度和耶稣基督的国度有什么不同呢？
Number two, why should I follow this new king?
第二个问题就是说，为什么我要跟随这个的新生王呢？
Number three,How can I be part of this new kingdom?
第三就话我点样可以加入呢个新嘅国度啊
？Now let me tell you, number one, Christmas is a story really about two kingdoms.
嗱，第一点同大家讲嘅就系呢个圣诞故事就系两个唔同国度嘅故事。
You have the kingdom of this world, and you have the kingdom of Jesus.
亦都系一个旧嘅国度，另外一方面就系耶稣嘅新生嘅国度。
Now you see this in Luke chapter 2.
我哋睇到《路加福音》里边第二章
，You see that there is first the kingdom of the world。
第一个就系呢个嘅旧嘅国度
，It's represented by Caesar，
系呢个嘅凯撒王嘅代表。
Now look at what Caesar says. It says about Caesar. Caesar issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world。
圣经点讲呢个旧嘅国度咧？佢话凯撒、奥古斯都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。
We have to understand Caesar was not just an earthly king. He was seen to be a god.
呢一个嘅奥古斯都呢一个唔单止系被视为君王，佢要人呢系当佢神咁拜。
He claimed the titles Lord and Savior.
佢自己话你要同我叫我做主，叫我做拯救。
He was to be obeyed and to be worshipped.
喂，你唔单止要跟从我，你仲要敬拜我啊
！You know, a census is a way to measure power, to measure your influence.
呢种嘅报名上册嘅人口调查咧，呢一种系一种铺张嘅手法。
You see, Caesar represents the values of the old kingdom.
其实呢一个嘅奥古斯都就系代表旧国度里边一种嘅权力象征。
What are the values of the old kingdom?
咩叫系旧国度嘅呢个价值观呢
？Well, it's about winning.
就是说要赢
It's about accumulating.
就是会要堆积
It's about recognition and acclaim.
就是说要人的赏识和称赞
It's about self-promotion and getting ahead.
就是说我要什么都要被自我推荐和什么都要赢
It's about using power not to serve people, but using people to gain power.
旧国度对我要权而你是服侍我的权柄而不是用我的权柄去服侍你
Now Caesar is an extreme example of this.
这个凯撒奥古士都呢就是一个很极端的例子。
Most of us cannot relate to being an emperor.
当然我们在座这么多人都很难去跟这个人去相比。
But if you think about it, that's what we consider success, isn't it?
其实呢这个人就是代表了我们所期望那种的成功。
That's why we are so in love with movie stars and celebrities and rich people and influential people.
可能我哋都系对呢啲嘅明星啊、有钱佬啊，或者一啲政治家，我哋咁渴望。
Because they represent the values of the kingdom of this world.
因为呢一啲所有喺高位嘅人，就系代表一啲旧国度里边活出价值观嘅人。
It's about getting ahead, and it's about doing good things that make you look good in the eyes of people.
呢啲就系话乜嘢都要行头，乜嘢都要攞彩嘅，呢啲喺众人里边光鲜亮丽嘅人。
You know.I know most of us will say, well, we're no people are not like this. I'm a friendly, nice person.
你話牧師啊，我唔係咁嘅人喎，我都好好人嘅喎。
I actually do a lot of good.
我做好多善事添。
But the reality is, if your salvation is still based on what you do and who and how other people see you, you're really still part of the old kingdom.
嗱，你聽一聽啊，如果你自己嘅救恩嚇係用呢一個嘅功德。同埋行为去赚取咧，其实你仍然系会喺呢个旧国度嘅价值观里边。
If you look at the Gospel of John, there's a story about Nicodemus.
如果你睇约翰福音里边咧，系讲到一个关于系尼哥底母嘅呢个故事。
Now think about Nicodemus. He was one of the smartest people in the land.
呢个尼哥底母系当时里边系一个智者。
He was very influential.
佢系好有影响力嘅人。
And yet when he came to Jesus, Jesus said this. He said, Nicodemus.If you want to see the kingdom of God, You have to be born again.
啊，咁呢个咁叻嘅人又点咧？佢要嚟到耶稣嘅面前，佢话耶稣基督，我要点样先入到呢个国度？耶稣基督话你要重生。
See, that must have been a shock to him because Nicodemus is thinking, I need to be doing more and I need to be achieving more to enter the kingdom. Jesus says, no.
呢个尼哥底母佢已经把住自己已经有嘅嘢，佢话我系咪做咗多啲咧就可以进入神嘅国咧？耶稣话唔系。
No, Jesus said, you have to be born again. You have to be like a spiritual baby.
耶稣基督话你要系重生，重生嘅意思即系属灵嘅婴孩啊。
What's a baby like?
呢个细蚊仔做咩咧
？A baby is vulnerable. A baby is a humble being.
呢一个嘅婴孩咧，其实好脆弱嘅，系好谦卑嘅。
Jesus is trying to tell Nicodemus the way to enter my kingdom is not through might but through humility.
耶稣基督想表达就系话，你要入呢个国度咧，唔系用你自己嘅能力，而系通过你嗰种嘅谦卑嘅态度。
Now I want you to look at verses 6-7 for a second.
嗱，我睇第六同埋第七节。
Because here you have two kingdoms. One is the kingdom of the world represented by Caesar.
我睇一方面咧，旧国度里边咧就系由呢个嘅奥古士都系代表。
And Caesar has rules and power and armies.
呢个奥古士都咧，连一切手上边嘅权力啊，一切嘅都有啦。
But then look at verse 7.
睇第七节。
It says Mary gave birth to her firstborn a son, and she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available to them.
第七节咧就讲到呢一个玛利亚系生出呢一个嘅耶稣基督系用布包起来，亦都放喺马槽里边。
You see, there's a big contrast here.
你知道咧，前面同埋后边有好大嘅对比。
You have Caesar and you have what we think of kings, majestic and powerful and influential.
呢一个嘅奥古士都一个方面就系话好有权力同埋权柄，另外一方面嘅耶稣。
And then you have a king who's born in a stable.
一个嘅新嘅新生王原来喺马槽里边降生。
You know, think of what a stable is like.
你睇下马槽咩地方啊？知啊。
It has odors and it's dirty and it has rodents and insects.
又臭又邋遢又有蛇虫鼠蚁。
A few years ago, I was in Kenya with Pastor Sophia and the team.
嗱，几年前我就知，因为我去过呢个肯尼亚呢一个地方。
And I went to a place called Kibera.
Kibera, 我去過呢個貧民掘嘅裏邊咧。
It's the largest slum in Africa.
呢個係最貧窮呢個貧民掘喺非洲嘅當中。
I've never seen such level of poverty.
我未見過咧咁窮嘅地方。
When we went in, we went to a little house and we were praying for the family.
嗱，我哋入去嗰陣時，我哋揾到間屋咧，就跟住入去同啲細蚊仔祈禱。
And eight little children came out.
哇，竟然有八個細蚊仔出嚟。
You know, and they're very cute. They see a Chinese person, they say, Jackie Chan.
我哋睇到呢个中国人话啊，成龙啊。
I don't know how they know Jackie Chan, but they know Jackie Chan.
我唔知佢点解知成龙啊，突然间就成龙出咗嚟。
But I remember thinking, how can these children live in this house?
我呢八个细蚊仔点解要住埋啲咁嘅地方咧
？And then I remember that, you know what? As I read Luke, our Savior was born in an environment like this.
我睇翻路加福音，我即刻谂到咧，耶稣基督就住喺一啲咁邋遢嘅地方。
Most of us would dare not have our children in any environment like this. We want the cleanest hospital.
你同我咧，肯定都将自己细蚊仔唔会放喺啲邋遢嘅地方，即系肯定系好干净嘅医院。
Now think about where Jesus was born. He was put in a feeding trough. That's where animals leave their food.
睇耶稣咧，佢系降生系摆佢边度咧？即系佢喂马嘅槽里边。
Now I think you and I would agree it's very uncomfortable to think of Jesus this way。
可能我哋谂到耶稣基督喺呢个马槽里边咧，心里边都唔舒服。
Right, when we see a nativity scene, you know, Jesus is there and he's smiling, and Mary's there, she's smiling, and Joseph is smiling. Everybody's happy。
我哋睇到呢一个嘅耶稣基督嘅圣婴降临呢一个嘅马槽圣景咧。都大家都好好照开心，好干净噶。
But the reality is, it's a stable. It's not clean. It's dirty.
但系事实上系一个污糟邋遢嘅地方嚟。
It's not a place where we think a king should be.
但系我哋唔会谂都谂唔到一个王竟然降生喺嗰度。
I think Jesus was born there because he wants to show us he's a different kind of king.
耶稣佢选择系降生喺呢个马槽嘅中间，系俾我哋知道其实佢系唔同嘅一种嘅王。
We like to put God in a box and it's very packaged nicely.
其实我哋咧一谂到神咧，我哋就觉得神应该系点点点点点。
Right, and Luke is trying to say whatever you think is not right. There's a different way to think.
路加告诉我们，其实你想到神或者这个王呢，其实不是你所想那种的王。
Now look at verse 8 for a second, 8 to 18.
我们看第8到18节。
Because Christmas tells us that Jesus is a different kind of king.
我们看到呢，这个圣诞节就是告诉我们，耶稣基督是不同一种的王。
Now there are shepherds out there and the angels go to them and say, I bring you great news.
这个嘅看守嘅牧羊人同埋天使咧，都话俾你听，佢话我话俾你听大好嘅信息。
Now that word "great" bring you is translated "I evangelize." It's where we get the word evangelism from.
佢话我带给你们嘅呢个带给呢一个，其实就系话我去同你去报道去宣扬。
Usually a herald would herald would go before a king and say, "I announce to the people here that the king is coming."
通常这些的差遣或者是钦差呢，都在王面前呢首先报告说君王要来这个人。
The angel is saying the king is coming.
这个天使就好像钦差一样，说这个王即将降临。
But look at what it says in verse 12. He says, this is the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
但报告之后的内容其实什么，他说竟然这个王是一个婴孩，是包着布偶在马槽里面。
In other words, don't look for what you think a king should be. This is what the true king looks like.
他说你不要找你以为的王，其实真正耶稣这个是不同的王。
I was reading a commentary by St. John, St. John Chrysostom, and he said this.
我们知道有一个的大圣约翰一世嘅呢一个嘅咁样嘅评价。
He said if God wanted, he could have come moving heavens and making the earth shake and shooting forth thunderbolts. But no, God came as a poor man, poor baby.
佢话如果上帝愿意嘅话，佢嚟嘅时间，成个地球都可能会震动，佢可能会雷光闪电一样的出现，但是他没有选择用这样的情况去表现，他说反而他用一个很低微是不骄傲一个的人的出现。
We have to remember what he's saying is God chose this path.
其实这个讲到话，其实是上帝是揀这样的方法出现。
Why did God choose to come as a baby?
为什么上帝要将他自己变成一个婴孩来出现呢？
I think he's trying to tell everybodyHe's a different kind of king with a different kind of kingdom.
我相信呢，这个上帝就是说要告诉我们听，其实这个是不同的一种王，同埋不同的一种的角度。
We have to remember at the time the Jews believed that Messiah would come.
我们知道呢，耶稣的时代里面呢，那些犹太人都是期望这个弥赛亚会来。
They called this the day of the Lord.
他呢，称为这个是主的日子。
And it was this powerful, dramatic, moment in history.
这种是雷光闪电，是很戏剧性的来到。
And God would come as a mighty warrior and vanquish all his enemies and end suffering and evil.
当这个弥赛亚来的时间，他就将一切的军队都是粉碎，而且是拯救他的人民。
But then Jesus comes as a humble baby.
原来耶稣来的时候反而是一个谦卑的一个婴孩。
It just shows that God's ways are very different than my ways.
这个看到就是上帝他自己的道路是非同我们的道路。
My way is about fast and power and might.
我自己的道路就是我要快一点，有力一点。
But God's ways are about humility and service and being a little bit slower.
原来上帝的方式就是通过这句谦卑服侍看到当中的伟大。
That's why some people call God's kingdom an upside down kingdom.
就好多人话呢一个上帝嘅角度咧，系一种嘅苦咒或者系一种颠覆嘅一种嘅角度。
Now Jesus' birth told us what kind of king he is.
耶稣基督嘅降生就话俾我哋听，耶稣系点样唔同嘅一个嘅皇帝。
And you see in the Gospel of Luke, it talks about how his ministry and his life reflected this.
我们看整个路加福音里面都是成就了这个耶稣基督所表现谦卑君王的样式。
Everything he did, everything he said, showed people a different kind of kingship.
耶稣所言所行完全都是告诉我们他是谁。
Because in those days, if you were a widow, or if you're an orphan, or you had an illness, people would just, especially the royalty, they cast you aside.
在旧的角度，甚至乎耶稣时代里面的这个角度呢，将这些孤儿寡妇这些边缘人呢，全部扫在一边。
But here's King Jesus and he's touching these people physically. He's touching them.
但耶稣基督这个君王来到的时间竟然是扶助和抚摸这些有需要的人。
Right, in those days, if you were a king and you had enemies, you just kill them.
在旧国度里面呢，如果你遇到嗰啲敌人呢，一定将佢杀咗。
Jesus told his followers, pray for those who persecute you and love your enemies.
但耶稣却教导佢嘅门徒，佢话为嗰啲逼迫你嘅人祷告。
Right, every king in those days, you have to serve them. Jesus says, you know what? If you want to be great, you should serve, not to be served. You should serve.
在旧国度里面呢，每一个君王都希望系俾人服侍，但耶稣话唔系，你唔好学嗰啲人。要真正要为大嘅，就要为别人嘅仆人。
So you have a different kind of king, and of course he brings a different kind of kingdom.
耶稣系一个唔同嘅君王，因此带出唔同君王嘅国度。
And with a new kingdom, there are a new set of values.
喺一个新嘅国度里边，当然带出一个新嘅价值系统。
If you play in a sports team or you get a new teacher at your school.
可能有一个嘅一个球队里边或者一间新嘅学校里边呢
The new teacher will say, those old ways, we're not going to do those anymore. Here's a new way of doing things.
可能你自己嘅新嘅班主任或者一个新球队里边，佢话呢旧嘅球队嘅规则咧唔再实行啦，我要新嘅规则。
Now Jesus says in Luke chapter 6, he gives you what are the differences between his kingdom and the old kingdom.
在路加福音第六章二十节开始耶稣告诉我们一种新的制度的开始。
Now, if you look carefully, he gives you the reason why his kingdom is much better too.
如果耶稣基督呢就可以讲述他自己的角度，其实他是讲出一个更加是高有高度的这个角度。
Now, if you look at this passage, it's divided between values of the old kingdom and values of the new kingdom.
如果你看清楚呢，其实分得很清楚，就是旧国度的价值观和新国度的价值观。
Jesus says, if you believe, if I'm the king, here are the values I want my subjects, my followers to live out.
耶稣基督说我是君王，但是凡跟随我的都要活在这座制度的中间。
Now, let's start in verse 20. He says, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, insult you, and reject you, your name as evil because of the Son of Man.
耶稣话：你哋贫穷嘅人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足。你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要嬉笑。人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。
Now, I know what everybody, well, I'm thinking, when I read this, I'm thinking, hey, I want to be blessed.
如果我读呢，我说啊，我都几想成为一个有福人。
Does everybody would say, raise your hand if you say, who wants a blessing?
如果我说今天举手，谁想有福的？那么大家都举手。
But then you look at this list and you say, wait a minute, why are these two connected?
如果你说有福要，哇，什么搞成这样啊？你叫我举手，我两个为什么会摆在一起啊？
Right, why are you, it says you're blessed if you're poor, if you're hungry, if you're starving, if you're persecuted and excluded.
喂，你说有福但要变了这个贫穷，你说有福要变饥饿，喂，不是这样啊。
I said, how is this possible?
我哋点解可以咁样成就呢
？Well, why would I even desire any of these things？
喂，我谂都谂唔到，我想成为一个嘅贫穷人啊嘛。
In fact, most of us, I'm certainly one. We say we want the opposite of these things.
喂，其实我想祝福咧，就唔系话贫穷，系其实系相反啊，啱啦。
So how do we make sense of this？
其实我哋应该系点样去理解呢
？I think the way to make sense of it is to understand that seeking something is different than seeing something.
我哋话其实就唔系话真系要揾佢呢样嘢嚟，而系话睇佢有唔同嘅角度去了解呢件事。
God is not saying seek that stuff out.
耶稣唔系话你要揾贫穷。
He's saying see them differently.
就系话用唔同嘅眼光去睇所谓嘅贫穷。
There's a professor named Michael Wilcox, and he said this. He said Christians.Should prize what the world calls pitiable and suspect what the world thinks desirable.
这个神学家叫 Michael Wilcox 咧，讲个咁咁嘅说话。佢话基督徒应该系宝贝嗰啲世人看为好可怜嘅事，反而咧你要怀疑世人觉得好渴望嘅事。
No, I say what? I do the opposite.
我其实唔系，我揾都揾第二种相反嘅事。
In fact, I do everything to avoid those things. Now remember, he's not saying seek them, he's saying prize them. When you prize something, you see it differently. You see the world differently. I read a book by Jean Vanier called Becoming Human. He's actually a priest who started a center, and there are many around the world now, for disabled people.
其實這個是一個priest，在世界裏建築不同這些為殘疾人居住的社群。
And he said actually this, he said, when you're excluded, you become closer to knowing what it means to be human.
他說當你被人排擠的時間，你反而覺得自己是一個人。
I said, how is that possible? Shouldn't you be more human when you're included?
你應該了解自己是一個人，應該你加入群體才了解自己是一個人嘛。
He makes this argument. He says, because when you're excluded, that is actually when you connect to God and connect to other people better.
他說當你被人排擠獨立的時間，其實那時候你是最需要神和最需要其他人的時間。
It's actually not when you have everything together.
不是說你所有事都已經是滿足擁有。
When you don't have everything together, that's when you learn to let go and to trust in someone or something beyond yourself.
當你身無一物的時間，你先開始去覺得要倚靠別人。
We all know that. If you have been a Christian long time, you know that you draw close to God when things are not always right in your life.
我們知道時常我們在基督徒的人生裏面，什麼都不是說一帆風順。
See, if you look at this passage for a second, the ultimate question Jesus is forcing in your mind is, what are the values you hold on to?
耶穌在這個聖經裏面告訴我們，其實我們現在是把持著什麼原則呢？
In other words, what rules over you?
其實就問我們什麼是控制你呢？
What do you ultimately trust?
你是信誰呢？
You can say it this way, who is your king?
或者我們問，誰是我們生命的主呢？
Because if you look at verses 24 to 26, these are the values. This is what rules over you if you're part of the old kingdom.
我們看24到26節裏面說，其實這些事就是限制我們的。See,
it says, woe to you who are rich and well-fed and laugh. You know, these are things that rule over you.
但你們的富足成為有禍，你們飽足成為你們的禍。In
other words, look, what does rich mean? Usually rich means, you know, you have power, you have success.
富足即是說你有能力和有成就。What
does well-fed mean? Usually means your comfort, you have comfort and security.
飽足即是什麼意思？即是有安全感。What
about when you're laughing at someone, it's really this idea of gloating. You're filled with pride and you're laughing at that person because they're not as good as you.
這個欺笑即是說恥笑人家差過你。Now
Jesus says, if you build your life on those things, he says, that's when it means to have something rule over you.
耶穌說，如果你喜歡這些東西，反而被這些限制。Jesus
says, look, everybody builds a house. If the foundation of your house are those things, the problem is those things will fade away. They'll erode one day.
這些所追求的東西，如果成為我們一間好像屋的地基一樣，其實我們整間屋是放在一個很不穩定的地基上面。Look
at the language. Jesus says, woe to you who are rich now, N-O-W. Now, look how many nows there are there.
其實原文說過，但你們富足的人是現在就有禍。He
says, you might achieve a lot now, but sooner or later, someone will outdo your achievements.
說你這種的富足只不過是短暫的富足，而很多人賺錢突然間都多過你。Right,
he's saying every muscle in your body will deteriorate.
他說你身上有一切的肌肉，有一天都會消失。He
says, even if you put your hope in relationships, one day they'll end.
有一個你自己盼望已久那種的關係，其實有一天都會結束。
So Jesus says, if you build your house on these things, woe to you, woe to you.
他說如果你將你的生命建造在這麼脆弱的地基上，他說有禍了。
Woe to you is a heartfelt emotional warning.
其實這種禍就是說心中覺得有一種的
In other words, Jesus is saying, These things are temporary.
其实告诉我们，这些是短暂。
If you build your life on temporary things, you'll only get temporary joy.
其实这种就是如果我们建筑在一些短暂的成就里面，你只能够得到的就是短暂的喜乐。
In fact, Jesus says, if you gloat at people now, you're going to cry later.
耶稣说，你如果现在去笑人家呢，你迟些你就哭了。
If you are filled with riches and comfort now, those will be taken away. You'll feel empty.
其实如果你现在建立在一些短暂的富足里面呢，跟住你就会贫穷。
So he says, this is why you shouldn't value these things.
他说你不是说你去看重这些东西。
He says, look at the, but he says, those who are suffering right now, there's hope for you.
他说如果你反而是生命当中是那种经历痛苦呢，反而是有福。
Look, if you're poor now, if you're left out or you're excluded now, then there's hope in the future.
如果你被人遗弃，如果你被人哋系唾弃嘅话，其实你即将会有成为有福人。
Jesus says you'll be blessed.
耶稣话你系成为有福嘅人。
Now what does blessed mean? Blessed means you're deeply satisfied. You're at peace.
有福即系话咧，心中系存着嗰种嘅平安。
And now Jesus promises us this peace in the next life, but he also says there's peace in this life.
当耶稣基督盼望俾我哋知道。永生里面当然有平安，但今生都有平安。
Look at verse 23.
我们看23节呢。
It says, Rejoice in that day and leap for joy because great is, not will be, is your reward in heaven.
第23节说，当那日你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
What's Jesus saying there?
耶稣讲的什么呢？
He's saying that, look, if you know where you stand in heaven, you should live your life differently today.
耶稣说你知道你永生的目的地就是这个的天堂，但是你现在站在这个的盼望当中。
If your foundation is God, nothing can take that away.
他说如果你自己的人生里面的地基呢，是那种的盼望呢，是没人可以拿走。
So you should be able to live differently.
他应该呢，就活出来是不一样。
You should be able to risk for the sake of the gospel.
你应该为了在一个这么稳阵的地基当中，你应该是更加冒险去过你的生活。
Or you can be generous with your resources because they're no longer your foundation.
但我们更加可以冒险的我们生活呢，因为我们可以是活出我们真正的信仰。
Some of us don't like to, and I'm included, we don't love to love people that don't respond that same way to us.
很多时候呢，我自己都是这样，就是爱别人的时间，我不知道他会不会爱我。
But if your foundation is God's love, then whether they like you or love you back, it doesn't matter. You just love them anyway.
如果我们是对上帝的爱里面有充满信心和安全感的话，我们不会依靠他别人会不会爱我。
Look at the life of Jesus. He wasn't controlled by the values of the world.
你看耶稣是很自由的，他不会被任何所谓地上的东西捆绑他。
He knew that God loved him.
他知道上帝爱他。
He knew that where he was going.
他知道他要去哪里。
And you know what? That set him free to become the best human to ever live.
因此呢，他就一身轻松。
Jesus knew to whom he belonged.
耶稣知道他属边个。
He knew that his citizenship was in heaven.
耶稣知道他是有天国的身份。
He just had a mission on this planet.
他地上呢，短暂有一种的使命而已。
So this morning, I want to ask you two questions as we conclude the time.
最后的时间，我问大家两个问题。
It's two simple questions. Number one, to whom do you belong?
第一个问题就是说，我们是属边个呢？
Now I know Christmas is a very nice time, but it kind of forces you to be in an uncomfortable position.
嗱，聖誕節我哋個個都過得好開心，但係咧，聖誕節亦都係催逼我哋問我哋自己係屬於邊個。
Because you look at the story in Luke, and it basically asks this question: Are you a citizen of the old kingdom, or are you a citizen of the new kingdom?
其实路加福音咧，简短嚟讲就系叫我哋拣，到底我哋活在呢一个旧嘅国度嘅中间，或者系已经活喺耶稣新国度嘅中间咧？
Remember, this is good news, not good advice.
呢个系新嘅或者系好消息，唔系一个好嘅建议。
News means you have to respond to it.
新咧就系话我哋要去回应嘅。
Now it's good news because Jesus says anybody can come into my kingdom.
耶稣基督的好消息就是其实边个都可以来我的新的国度。
See, other kingdoms, you have to have a social status, you have to have right morals, you have to have maybe even riches.
旧的国度呢，很努力向上爬，或者累积到某一种的影响力，你才可以入到去。
Jesus says, the only way the only requirement to into my kingdom is to have a humble heart.
有基督话要入我呢个新嘅国度里边咧，就只要你心里边谦卑就入得嚟。
Now what does humility mean? What does humble heart mean?
就咩叫做系谦卑嘅意思呢？
It really means this: to rely completely on what the true King did for you and me.
真正嘅呢个谦卑就系话我哋依靠呢个新生王为我哋做嘅事。
You say, God, I let go of the control of my life.
我哋可能我祷告就话，上帝，我要放手一啲我地上短暂嘅事。
I've been the king of my life, the queen of my life for too long, and I've built my foundation on the wrong things.
你话上帝啊，我其实一世人我都系做自己嘅王，我做自己嘅皇后。
So you don't enter Jesus' kingdom by doing more or becoming more. You simply enter by being humble.
我哋入耶稣基督嘅国度里边，唔使话做更多，而系亲自嘅系依靠主，成为一个谦卑人。
I mean, you might say, well, why should I enter this kingdom?
最后我哋问个问题就话，点解我要入呢个嘅新嘅国度咧？
Well, I think it really comes to, down to what kind of king you want to follow.
就系话，其实我哋话咩嘅王你需要去跟随呢？
And Jesus never forces himself onto anybody.
耶稣基督唔会逼我哋。
But look at his life.
你睇下佢人生。
Jesus was casted out. He was excluded.
耶稣系经常俾人哋系赶尽杀绝。
Why?
点解呢？
So we could be included.
因此咧，我哋可以被接纳。
Jesus was abandoned.
耶稣被人哋拖去。
So we could be accepted.
所以我哋可以被人哋接纳。
Jesus was crucified, so we could live.
耶稣基督系钉喺十字架上边，所以我哋得到拯救。
And to me, that's a king worth following.
咁样嘅王咧，我哋系值得去跟随。
I don't want to follow a king who just uses people. I want to follow a king.Who loves people.
我希望跟随这个王呢，不是用我，是爱我的。
So this morning, ask yourself, to whom do you know the answer? To whom do you belong?
第一题问题，你问自己的就是我属于谁呢？
I pray this Christmas, you can confidently answer that question.
我希望这个圣诞节呢，今年你能够很有信心地回答我是属于谁。
I mean, that is honestly the greatest gift you can ever get in Christmas.
这个呢，其实在圣诞节里面是接受到最好的礼物。
Maybe you need to accept the gift this morning.
可能你今早早也要接受这样的礼物。
The second question I have is, does your life reflect your citizenship?
第二个问题我问你就是，你的人生里面会不会反映到你是哪一种制度角度里面的人呢？
I mean, how you behave shows people to whom do you belong.
呢个呃唔到人嘅，你点样活出嚟？你就系喺边种嘅制度里边嘅天国人民。
Now, how do we live this out?
点样我哋活到出嚟咧
？I don't think it's very helpful to give you a list of what we should do.
其实咧就唔系话一个好聪明嘅做法，就话俾一扎嘢你要跟住做。
Paul says this. I think it's very helpful in Romans chapter 13.
呢个保罗都话俾我哋听喺罗马书十三章十二节。
Now he says, look.Imagine yourself on that dock.
他说你要看到自己好像在黑夜里面。
And you see this, he says actually in this passage, the night is almost gone, the day of salvation will soon be here.
他说黑夜已深，白昼将近。
So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothing and put on the shining armor of the right living, because why? We belong to the day.
他说我们就当脱弃暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器，因为这个的日出代表那个的白日来紧了。
See, Christmas tells us the day is coming, but it's not totally here yet.
圣诞节就好像一个日出的黎明一样，我们盼望那个日子来紧。
So you're sitting on the dock looking at the sunrise.
就是说我们在这个黑夜里面是等待黎明。
You see, the day is coming, but the night is still there, but it's fading.
你知道这个黑夜好像还在这里，但是这个日出代表的白头呢是来紧。
So what Paul is saying is this, live as if the light is here because it's coming.
他说这个保罗给我们的信息就是说，你期待这个日子就其实代表你是活在这种日子当中。
The sun will rise and it will be noontime. It will be very bright. It's coming.
太阳只会是向上升，而即将来临的就是这个白头的日子。
We are citizens of that kingdom.
我们是属于这个白头里面的人。
So live that way. Paul is saying that.
保罗就话要过一个咁嘅日子。
You know, John Calvin used to say that Christians should make the invisible kingdom visible to the world.
呢个嘅约翰加尔文都讲过，佢话基督徒应该将呢一个睇唔到嘅角度咧，系变成一个睇得到嘅角度。
What he's saying is, look, Jesus is coming back.
耶稣基督再翻嚟。
And it will be dramatic and powerful.
耶稣基督嘅再嚟嗰阵时就会真系好大能力嘅降临。
And you will feel joy and peace and wholeness.
嗰种嘅喜乐，嗰种嘅安全感，嗰种嘅释放。
And there won't be decay and disease and death.
嗰种嘅不再死亡，不再有疾病。
You know, there will not be 237 children in the hospital.
当然嗰阵时就唔会有237个嘅细蚊仔仲喺医院里边过圣诞。
He says Jesus will come back.
耶稣基督会翻嚟。
He says that's why you celebrate Christmas.
因此我哋就庆祝呢个圣诞。
And that's why Christmas reminds us to live differently.
圣诞节亦都提醒我哋要活一个唔同嘅人生。
Because we're part of a new kingdom, we have new citizenship.
因为我哋有一个新嘅市民国民嘅呢种嘅生活。
Brothers and sisters, my encouragement and challenge to all of us this morning is live as if the sun is rising shortly.
弟兄姊妹，我今日到最后同大家挑战嘅就系话，其实我哋要活着系盼望嗰个白日嘅日子。
Do you live as if the sun is coming up?
会唔会我哋自己系活喺一个正如喺白日里边嘅生活一样咧？
Does your life reflect whose you are?
我哋嘅生命生活有冇表现出我哋活喺光明当中呢
？Let us pray.
我哋一齐祷告。
Lord, we are humbled to celebrate another Christmas.
主，我哋多谢你，我哋存着谦卑嘅心去庆祝圣诞。
Lord, remind us that Christmas, we celebrate because you died and rose again.
主耶稣，因为你自己嘅降生，因为你自己嘅复活，我哋因此而庆祝。
You brought a new way of living to this earth.
你将一种全新嘅生活方式带到我哋嘅中间。
Lord, I pray that each one of us would be living out the values of your kingdom.
主啊，但愿我哋每一个人喺中间都能够活出你自己盼望嗰种嘅新嘅价值观。
Lord, we are no longer controlled by the things of the world.
主要我哋感谢你，因为我哋已经唔系活喺一个旧嘅角度嘅中间。
Lord, because you are a new king.
因为主你系我哋嘅新生王。
I pray for every single person here.
我为到每一个弟兄姊妹祷告。
Some may be hearing the Christmas message for the first time.
有好多人可能喺呢个系第一次听到圣诞嘅信息。
Or maybe some of them have, some here have heard it for many, many times.
有好多人可能系听咗好多次。
But Lord, we know that each time we hear it, we're blessed.
天父，我哋每一次听嘅时间，我哋都成为一个被祝福嘅人。
Because it reminds us of who we are.
因为话俾我哋听，我哋系属于边个人。
It reminds us that you love us.
你都提醒我哋，你爱我哋。
Lord, we thank you for being a different kind of king.
主，我哋多谢你，因为你系唔同嘅王。
And calling us into a different kind of kingdom.
你呼召我哋进入一个唔同嘅角度。
Lord, we now celebrate and love you and worship you this morning.
主，我哋同心合意嘅一齐去庆贺，一齐去纪念你自己嘅生日。
In your son's precious name we pray.
奉耶稣基督得胜嘅名字祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.